Chapter 2. Why you can't have freedom without a free economy. Question. How can you defend the right to private property? Only people have rights, not things. The supposed right to private property just protects the power of the rich to oppress the poor. Doesn't the earth belong to everyone? Answer. Property rights are personal rights. Property is not some thing out there in the world. It's a relationship between a thing or an idea and a human being. If men and women aren't secure in the right to property, not just to consume things, but to create with them and even to accumulate them, then they are not secure in their human rights. Other human rights, to freedom of speech and of worship, for example, tend to be eroded wherever property rights are violated. Without property rights, people are not secure in their basic livelihood either. Every scheme of redistribution that has defined the right to private property has created more poverty. The right to private property is not absolute, but it is a basic human right. When and where that right is respected, people and whole societies flourish. A lot of my old friends from the 1970s ardently defend what they call personal freedom, while happily supporting policies that shrink our economic freedom. They have missed a lesson of history that eluded me for a long time as well. Lose your economic freedom, and soon enough, you will lose your other freedoms as well. Friedrich Hayek, an Austrian economist who would go on to win the Nobel Prize, described the process in a book he wrote during World War II. As Hayek explained,